This week on Barbell Shrugged, we interview Miranda Olroyd, CrossFit OG.
Hey, this is Rich Froning. You're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to barbellshrugged.com.
Welcome to Barbell Shrugged. I feel like I totally messed up that intro. We're going to go with it anyway. I'm Mike Bletz out here with Chris Moore and Doug Larson. We've traveled to NorCal CrossFit. We're hanging out with Miranda Olroyd. Before we get started talking to her, make sure to go to barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter. We can inform you of all the cool stuff that's happening because we're doing cool stuff all the time.
So much cool stuff. So much cool
stuff. If it's not cool, you can unsubscribe from the newsletter and we won't bother you anymore.
You promised that you'd be cool and you're not cool at all.
Yeah.
Unfollow.
That's what will happen. So we'll be cool.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So word on the street is that you eat pizza three times a week.
Okay.
Are the stories
Miranda
true?
Miranda doesn't sound like you're a CrossFit at all. It's pizza and wrap. That's all I know.
That's right.
Let's not exaggerate. Garrett was exaggerating. I eat pizza for sure once a week, sometimes twice. Have I had it three times in a week? Probably. But no, I've been like once or twice a week.
So just now you guys got done with the level one cert. You're starving. You ordered a couple pizzas. How much did you eat? Half pizza?
I don't know. Like, more than I normally do. I actually am not very good at eating. So, these guys always talk about how I eat really bad, but I can't eat a lot, like, in one sitting. Mm-hmm. But I think today I did pretty good. Maybe, like, four or five pieces.
Dang. It's pretty damn good.
That's solid.
It's a solid performance.
Yeah, thank you.
That's been the story with all the people we've interviewed in California so far. They don't seem to eat very much.
Yeah.
Jason said he doesn't eat very much. Garrett said he doesn't eat very much.
Need them six-pack abs, man, for the beach.
Yeah, similar. Maybe we found some, like, new diet plan. I don't know.
Brand it. Brand it right now.
Starve yourself.
I eat breakfast, and I eat dinner, and in between, it's, like, bars and shakes, like Garrett was saying before. So, I don't know.
The NorCal diet? Brand it. Well, brand it and sell it.
We need a book. We need a website.
It obviously
sponsors.
Works.
You need
all these fucking abs.
That's right.
No Instagram filters necessary.
No, so never.
Let's get a little bit of background on you. You've competed. You competed at the 2008 games.
Original gangster. Yeah, 2008 games. I was there. I'd been CrossFitting for like 6 months at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you find CrossFit?
There weren't any affiliates in Utah at the time. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. I was a personal trainer, and we were bored with what we were doing with our clients. So my husband was in the Marine Corps, and he was bragging about all the cool stuff they did when they were in the Marines. And I was like, we should do some of that stuff because we're bored of the cable crossover machine.
That's a legit
How can you get bored of the cable crossover machine?
I never got bored. There's all those fancy attachments. You can just strap on all kinds of crazy shit on there and do this.
Maybe flies, man.
Maybe if I stagger my other foot. No, so I Googled Navy SEAL training and found CrossFit, and there wasn't a CrossFit affiliate in Utah at the time. Spieler was doing it out of a rec center in Park City, which was like 30 minutes from us. And Damon had Wasatch CrossFit, but I don't know that it was open yet. So we just started doing it on our own, honestly, and opened the first affiliate in Salt Lake. Maybe like 6 months after that. So
very cool.
Did you have the classic CrossFit story? Like you tried Fran on your first day and it fucking destroyed you and you're like, I have to do this forever.
No. So I remember clearly what my first workout was though. It was, so my husband and I decided we're going to do this. We're going to do 30 days. We emailed all of our friends, like all of our other personal trainer friends. We're going to try this program. We'll let you guys know what we think, blah, blah, blah. And we're only going to do this program because otherwise, like, how do you know if it works?
True.
So we're like, whatever it is, Monday, we're doing it. Pull up the website, 4x400 meter run.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Which, like, if you know me and how much I hate running, right. It couldn't have been worse. But we did it on the treadmill at Gold's Gym, and it almost crushed me. I did do Fran the very first time at a Gold's Gym and threw up in the aerobics room.
Nice,
very nice.
And none of my workouts for the first like year were legit. Like,
don't you wish you just had that whole thing recorded?
Oh my gosh, I have some of it recorded.
Do you?
Yeah. No way. Video?
Yeah, video? Definitely.
Can we clip it in the show?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Just go to my YouTube channel. It's got a bunch of stuff from our old affiliate on there.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, CTP, I remember the first year I was doing CrossFit, there was one of the things that got posted on the website, which was like 400 meters lunges.
We did that too. That was one of our first workouts.
Yeah, it was probably, I think that was like the summer of 2007 that got posted. I remember I was like, no problem.
Exactly.
Went to the track. I was like, I'm going to do exactly 400 meters. I'm going to go to the track, make it happen. 100 meters in, I was like, my legs are getting shaky. I was like, this is not going to be cool.
Did you do it? Did you do the whole thing?
Yeah, I did the whole thing.
Yeah, it must have been the same time because we started in 2007 also.
Yeah.
And that was one of the workouts in our first month and it wrecked us.
How long did that take?
I don't even remember how
fucking
long.
Fucking hour?
I did it recently.
20 minutes at least. Yeah, it must take me 20 minutes.
I did it this last year. I don't remember how long it took me.
We won't talk about that.
Do you have that moment when you start at the starting line and on the other side of the track, shit gets really, and you realize it's a long way back to that finish line?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the first year of CrossFit was that way. It's like, oh, that workout doesn't look bad.
And you're
then halfway
so
through, you're like, oh,
ignorant.
What did I do?
You have no idea. You have no idea.
Yeah. So you did the 2008 games,
and I'm actually
really jealous because I remember in 2008 I was still a student at University of Memphis in the exercise science department, and it was the same weekend as the NSCA like national conference.
That sounds boring.
Yeah. National Strength and Conditioning Association. Like, you gotta just listen to scientists.
Talk
about the research they've done on like physiology and whatnot. So,
and it's a lot of people who haven't been under the barbell for a long time.
They just want to talk about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we actually had a blast because it was in Vegas.
Oh,
we
nice.
We had a great time, okay. But it was one of those things where it was like the same week. And I was like, well, you know, I'll just go to 2009 games, no big deal, you know. And then 2009 came and they had regionals. And I got my ass handed to me at a 2009 regional.
That was your chance. 2008 was your chance.
2008 was my chance. And then, after that, I was just like very, very disappointed.
How quickly your dream died.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder, it's like, if I would have gone to 2008 games.
You probably would
have
won.
I probably would have won. And then I would have been motivated to train hard, you know, around the clock. And I would probably, you know, one of the best CrossFitters in the world.
I mean, you would be Jason. We'd be interviewing you.
Yeah, that's exactly what would have happened.
It's you very, standing very there with your abs showing with Rich and Matt.
And Matt.
I actually am disappointed because
I swear to God, that picture must be photoshopped. Like, I've seen you guys. You don't look that
so ridiculous.
Manly. I guess you're pretty manly.
They do look pretty. I think they do.
Who's manly?
No, in that picture with the abs. There's
yeah.
like inch deep rivets
I mean,
in there.
It's black and white.
Deep
it's a little shady,
bro.
Maybe.
Deep slices, bro. Your Gold Gym's colleagues would be very jealous of these abs.
Oh, totally.
As they sit in the back, go, look at these assholes keeping their pull-ups. Cheaters. All cheaters.
So back home, people still kind of like turn their head, because we're from Memphis, Tennessee. I think we hit like 12 gyms in like a 20-mile radius this year, so not very many. But we still get people kind of turning their heads when they see us do things. We're the weirdos. Are you guys weirdos here, or is it kind of like, is CrossFit kind of normal in Northern California?
Northern California is where CrossFit started, right? So I think most people know what it is. I definitely get looked at weird a lot of the places that I go.
Do you think that has anything to do with CrossFit?
I think it has something to do with
the shorts?
Yeah, maybe.
They'll get attention.
Yeah, they definitely, the shorts and the tank top. One of the favorite things of some of the guys on the seminar staff with me is to go to the airport, and they require me to wear a tank top at the airport. And they're like, please, like, just walk around, just talk on your phone, whatever, because they just like watching people look at you. And with they're confused, or I don't know what they're whatever. But yeah, and as soon as they ask you what they do, or a lot of times now people come up to me and they say, hey, do you do CrossFit? So they assume that I do it based on how I look, which is cool. I like that.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you see a certain physique, which is a very nice physique, and you see neon, lots of neon, lots of short things, and you go, oh, okay, yeah, CrossFitters.
Yeah, I definitely look at people's shoes, and I look at their hands and their forearms, and you can tell pretty quickly.
Yeah. So this is going to post some probably weeks from now.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately. Not sooner. But you guys just released a rap video today. It just dropped.
Like,
that's the terminology you use.
You just dropped.
Rap albums drop and singles drop.
Okay. Yeah, my single just dropped tonight.
Yeah.
It's been, we recorded it a long time ago, and it's been really hard. I've had it on my computer this whole time, and only a handful of people have seen it. And
you recorded the game, so it's been 2 months. I wouldn't say that's
a really long
time. That's probably a long time for you to wait.
We were planning on playing it at the games, but it was too stressful and blah, blah, blah. So they were like, we got to wait a couple months before it comes out on ESPN, then we'll show it. And we've just been sitting
on
it waiting to show our friends.
Is that
going to
be on ESPN, you think?
No, not our music video, but just to hype it up again for people to get excited.
Okay, so I have this question now. Is CrossFit just a stepping stone for you to your hip-hop career?
I mean,
if so, what's your MC title?
I do have a rap name. It was given to me recently by some of the crew from the Progenics team, and it's Nine Lives.
Nine Lives, huh?
Oh, okay. How many do you have left?
I think I might only have like six.
Oh, snap.
No, but it was given to me after the car accident and when people started finding
MC
out
Nine
that
Lives.
I like to
I
rap.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's car accident, dope. That's news to me.
What's the story
you
there?
Didn't know that I was in a car accident?
You didn't know she broke her neck, dude?
No.
You don't follow her that closely?
Son of a bitch.
Honestly, why else would you even want to talk to me?
Miranda, I knew. I studied it. Okay? These guys aren't like me.
Doug, you don't know either. Doug hasn't said anything this whole time.
I've been
Doug's
quiet
literally
over here.
Been standing here with saying nothing.
This is the first time Chris Moore's come in more prepared for an interview than me.
Usually I wing it. But I know she's got mad MC skills. Which I can appreciate because I've been known to, I'm not going to do it on camera, CTP, but I like a little karaoke rap. I'll pull up a like a little Ice Cube or something and get after it.
Who doesn't? I mean,
if you don't, you're an asshole. I'll sing a lot. I like to sing more than rap.
So tell me about this car accident.
In 2 weeks before the 2012 games, I was in a car accident and I broke my hand. Was taken to the hospital. It was a pretty bad car accident. The guy that hit me was going 40 miles an hour. And so I was taken in an ambulance to the hospital. I was at a level one seminar, actually, was at lunch. Mm. Offered to go get coffee for all the other trainers.
That's
and
what
happened?
Being nice.
Dang.
I know.
Don't be nice.
I know. And of course, so the coffee never came back. I never came back. And went to the hospital, was super messed up. Like, couldn't move on my own, couldn't sit up, lay down, just in a ton of pain. And I could give you want the long version or the short version?
Long.
All right.
All the details.
How long is the long version?
Wow. Yeah.
Is it an hour and a half or is it
no.
like
No,
five minutes?
Usually I have a tendency to like glaze over some important parts. So in a lot of pain, my hand was broken too. I had fractured like a boxer's fracture. And I said, I think my hand's broken and my neck hurts a lot. And they were like, okay, this doctor was an idiot. I'm not going to name any names. But anyways, he looks at my hand and he was like, oh yeah, I think you just popped a blood vessel. And I'm like,
what? This is a car accident.
No.
Asshole, is that
nope.
the first yeah. thing you
pretty
think
sure
of?
It's broken because I had broken the key off in the ignition. When they came and told me to turn the car off, I couldn't because it was broken off.
Oh,
so I'm
wow.
like, pretty sure my hand's broken. And I'm like, my neck really hurts. And he's like, okay, well, we'll go x-ray your hand. Never x-rayed my neck.
What?
Wow.
That's insane.
So,
my experience with the ER is they just scan everything.
Right? This is already sounding like some lawsuit shit. I would not be happy. If I was your husband, like, these motherfuckers are going down.
Yeah.
That would not be cool by me.
So, I mean, I came in the neck brace, the guys at the ambulance did a good job, but they don't work for the hospital. They just drop you off, right? So, never x-rayed my neck. Left there, and I'm psychotic and I'm a CrossFitter. They told me I had whiplash. So I'm like, whatever, whiplash. Like, I can work out and do
sure.
things. I literally, I couldn't brush my teeth. It hurt so bad. I had to sleep sitting up for like 2 weeks. But I was so stubborn and I wanted to work at the game. So I downplayed it to everyone. I was like, no, I'm totally
Holy
fine.
Fuck.
I'm totally fine. So I worked at the games and interviewed the athletes and stuff, full broken neck the whole time.
Whoa.
And
holy shit.
Right before we left to go to the games, I went to the doctor, my hand doctor, to get a hard cast put on my hand. And the hand doctor was like, did they x-ray your neck? Because he could tell I was moving really bad. Mm. And I was like, oh no, they told me I had whiplash. And he's like, that's pretty weird. Like, I'm going to x-ray your neck. This guy was an orthopedic yeah. surgeon. So mm-hmm. he x-rayed my neck. Didn't hear the results, left to go to games. He's calling me off the hook. Calling. I'm not going to answer my phone if I don't know who you are during the middle of the games. Like, I'm busy, right?
Yeah. This is stressing me out. I'm not even your neck.
We get back, and I'm literally here with Garrett and Jason, and I'm like, what can I do? I still couldn't bend over the waist because my neck hurts so bad. So I'm like, how can I do something heavy without bending over? Like, this whiplash is really
and
lingering.
Your body is screaming right now. All the warning signs. Stop what you're doing. Jesus.
This whiplash is really lingering on, you know? So I was about to load up the
God.
Yoke and
oh
do
my God. Like the worst thing you could probably do.
I know, just put it on there. And I got a phone call actually from my husband, and he was like, answer your freaking phone. Like, the doctor's office has been calling you off the hook. And so I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, I was being such a smart ass to my husband.
Lesson
I'm
learned,
like, oh,
I'm sure.
Whatever. Like, am I dead? Is this heaven?
Some sixth sense shit.
He's like, this is not funny. Like, they've called me like 5 times. And so I'm like, all right. So I call this guy back. He's like, you need to go to the emergency room right now. Your neck is broken in 2 places.
Whoa.
Literally, if you trip and fall, if you sneeze, if you get rear-ended, you will be paralyzed from
Holy
the neck
fuck.
Down.
What, do you know what level?
That was a good scare tactic he used on
you. My
C2.
That's right.
So yeah, my C2 vertebrae was like, so normally it's a ring like this, right? And it was like that. Oh. And just chilling for 2 weeks.
You lucked out.
I know. Well, they told me that if I wasn't so strong, that the break would have paralyzed me immediately.
Wow.
And then B, if I wasn't so strong and had so much trap meat, I guess, and neck muscle,
trap meat,
that I definitely would have become paralyzed at some point during 2 weeks. I mean, I don't know how many people I hugged at the CrossFit Games that year, and just
right,
like just so much stuff. So
and they're all taller, and you see their arms going like right around your neck.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
and they were all like hammered and excited, and it hurt so bad every time.
How bad would you feel if you were that guy that came around and squeezed your neck and you just fucking like
I killed Miranda.
Yeah, that would be
just collapses.
Oh my gosh.
Get up, Miranda.
You never
Oh, she's such a jokester. Are you gonna rap now too? Oh, she's not breathing. Oh Jesus.
Well, you did say earlier that you practice rapping in your car.
Oh yeah.
Were you rapping and not paying attention when you got hit?
I mean, let's be honest. I've talked on my phone in the car, I've texted. I was not at that point in time, no. I was just coming back to the level 1 seminar. I mean, we drive around in cities that we're not used to and stuff like that a lot of times. It was down in LA that it happened. Jason was there. He had to assist me getting home the next day.
Was this a T-bone? Dang. You get hit on the side?
Yeah. So I was turning left and the car was going straight.
Yeah, you got that lateral whip.
I don't know what. It was messed up. But so I went to the hospital that night and they had to fuse my vertebrae together. And this was in...
Oh,
and
man.
July 18th, 17th, 18th of 2012.
That's intense.
So they did a full open, fracture reduction and fused.
Yeah.
And then
they went through the front, so I have a scar on the front of my neck. It's pretty small. You can't really see it, is probably why Mike had no idea. Just literally no idea that I broke my neck.
I knew. I was just playing around. Yeah. No.
I was kind of hoping you would have a big, gnarly, like, awesome scar right down the back of your spine.
I got a tattoo back there to commemorate.
Show it. See if you get on the... Sweet.
It says, live, fate loves the fearless. And I got that after my surgery. But,
That's an intense story.
They fused it together, went through the front, and it was like 6 months before I was able to really work out hard again.
Shit. So, what was your basic approach for rehab from that? Because was it relatively straightforward? Is it tougher than you expected? Was it easy to recover from?
I mean, it was easier, like, I think because of CrossFit, because I'm a CrossFitter, like, I just wanted to know what I could do right away. But I couldn't go overhead for probably, like, 6 months, maybe not that long.
Yeah.
Nothing explosive, so no box jumps, no cleans, no kipping pull-ups, no kipping anything, no, obviously, handstand push-ups, no kettlebell swings, no, everything had to be slow.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like the day I got out of the hospital, I went and rode the Airdyne bike. I wasn't allowed to use my hands because of the twisting, so I just had to sit upright. I did a lot of that's when I did the 400 meters of walking lunges again because it's like, what are you gonna do?
Well, that's a good point. Like you get an injury like this, what do?
I pulled the sled.
Yeah, you can't make your body do something it's just not prepared to do. You don't want to do nothing, so you just you do what you can, and it's fine.
What's a good example for people that like sprain their ankle and they're like, "Well, I hurt my ankle. I can't come in and train today." Fuck. I'm like, "Well, you got two arms and your core and your other leg. You could do 1,000 things."
My husband will give me a hard time because I'm so like intolerant of people's little injuries like that.
As you should be.
Really?
Yeah.
My neck was broken.
That's what you should do. You go. Somebody's complaining. Yeah, I got this thing going on. My ankle, job, career.
That's
really stressed. Oh yeah, did you break your fucking neck? Shut up.
I do it all the time. I'm like, oh yeah, that's at the level 1 seminars. People be like, what if I have tendonitis in my elbow? I'm like, yeah, I worked day I got out of the hospital from breaking my neck. You can figure it out.
It's a pretty good fucking comeback. Yeah, it's me.
So I think I heard you say this one time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the worst workouts you ever did was like a 400 meter run, a 500 meter row, back to back, just one round.
Oh my gosh, and I've done it twice. Yeah. At a competition.
So you did it again voluntarily?
Yeah, the second time was at a competition.
The first time
I did it voluntarily because I had heard about it at a competition that I wanted to do and I couldn't because I was at a seminar. And then I did the same competition, I think it was the next year, and they repeated it, so I had to do it again. And it was awful. But they added a sandbag for the last like 50 meters of the sprint the second time, which didn't help.
No.
Sandbags are
you were saying that's one of the worst workouts that you've ever done?
Until I moved here. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah? What topped it?
What kind of crazy shit does Jason have you do here?
Yeah. We've done some pretty bad. One of the worst ones that I remember, I don't think Garrett was here, but definitely me, Jason, and Barbara did it together. It was an every minute on the minute, which typically people associate those with being easier. Not when Jason's programming it, because he programs it in a way that, like, if you finish in a minute, it's a victory. So it was 20 minutes, and I'm not even joking. He wanted to do it with 115, which would have made my weight 75 or 85 pounds. And we were like, no. It was 10 thrusters, 20 double unders every minute for 20 minutes.
Oh.
And I was like, Jason. What?
How many thrusters?
It doesn't sound like you can do that.
Exactly.
It's
that's
just 10 minutes
of
craziness.
I was like, Jason, thrusters. That's not possible. Like, it's a bad idea. He's like, okay, let's just try it and see what happens. And we get going.
Why not?
I think we did the first minute. He's like, okay, let's drop it down to 8 thrusters. So we dropped it down to 8 thrusters and 20. Me and Barbara, like, missed an entire round somewhere in there. We were looking at each other with, like, please, like,
glazed
help me. What
eyes.
Am I going to do? And Jason's just, that definitely was one of the worst workouts I've ever
I guess it's one way
done.
To prescribe things. Like, okay, let's start with something we know will kill everybody. And let's not dial it back till someone survives. And that's our prescription.
If it doesn't seem possible, it's probably a great idea in the mind of Jason Kalipa.
Actually, talking to Jason the other day, I asked him, since he had a big lifting background before he started CrossFit, it sounds like you kind of have the same thing, being a personal trainer before you started CrossFit. Do you think focusing on muscle mass initially was beneficial in the long term?
I don't know. I think I have some pretty good genetics as far as muscle mass is concerned. The rest of my family would argue with you, but the rest of my family's not super active either. I think if they went for it, that they would be.
They'd probably put it on easy.
What would their argument be?
That we don't have good genetics.
Oh,
but they just
genetics.
Haven't tried to tap in. Anybody with a sporting background?
I never played any sports before CrossFit. So in high school, I was a cheerleader. Did that count?
I've seen a picture of you, I think, in an earlier state. You look quite different.
An earlier state?
Earlier state.
What does that mean?
You looked like just a nice, wholesome Utah cheerleader. You know,
what do I look like now?
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, no.
Calm down.
I'm not wholesome?
I practice this with my wife. Let me see what I go through this episode. That was not what I was trying to say, that you looked like a very not, and you were
good
not.
Luck. I didn't have a neck tattoo. Let's
I'm
put
out.
It that way.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break real quick.
He's
come back for Chris's
sake. That.
Chris can go stay in the corner, cool off. And then
mouth. She's still perfectly wholesome with a neck tattoo.
When we come back, we'll talk about the NC Labs.
Okay.
Hey guys, welcome to the break. Mike Bledsoe here. Just a reminder to go over to barbellshrug.com. There's a video version of this podcast, which you probably picked up on, and you can go and view that. And a lot of times we make references or we're showing a movement or something like that. And if you're watching the video, you can see what's going on there. What's the other thing, CTP? What am I going to tell those folks?
Technique wad.
Oh, yeah. If you're watching the video version, there's a technique wad. You'll learn something new about how to do a snatch or a clean and jerk or a muscle up or something like that. We'll usually put that in the middle of the show, so make sure to check that out. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the show. And we're back.
Hello.
At NorCal CrossFit.
Hello.
Hanging out with Miranda Olroyd.
Chris Moore redeemed himself over the break. Well done.
Yep. We made up.
I apologize to Miranda. We'll take can we take a funny Instagram later, Miranda?
I mean, we'll see. You can post it. I probably won't, but.
No, it's fine. Oh, that's fine. I apologize again, though.
Feisty on this one is.
Not wholesome, I'll tell you that much.
So you guys started posting with NCCF Labs.
The website is nccflab.com.
Lab. Yeah.
Only because NC Lab was taken. So we call it the NC Lab.
Those sons of bitches.
I know. I think it's like an actual legitimate laboratory.
Like North Carolina laboratories.
It is. I think so, yeah.
And so what is it specifically?
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing on it?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, Jason and Garrett both did okay at the games this year.
So.
We train also with Pat Barber, who's well-known in the CrossFit community. And I work a lot of seminars, and I'm out in the community a lot. And we get asked, like, at these sessions that you guys do, we hear these stories about these bro sessions every afternoon. What do you guys do? What's your programming? And what they want us to tell them is some spreadsheet and some formula, and it's not what we do at all. So I decided, I'm like, hey, you know, if people want to work out with us, they don't live here, they want to be part of the bro sessions, let's post on there what we do. And funny videos of us talking about it and working out and some of the stuff that we say to each other. Mm-hmm. Let's put it all on there and just let people, if they want to try it, they can try it. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I like about it is don't think that people understand when they look at Jason, they look at Garrett. I don't think they understand how hard these guys train and how much volume they do. And when you see it on the website, when you see it on the screen, you're like, what?
How can I fit this in my
day? It makes
it
real for people, and it makes it people understand like how hard these athletes are training for sure.
It's something you build up to over a long period of time too. You don't just like, oh, I'm gonna try to hang with these guys out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I remember like specifically, it's only been up for 2 weeks tomorrow. From the time that we're recording this anyway. And I remember being like, I wanted to pick a really good workout for the first day to get people to be like, whoa, because it's not the programming on there, honestly. And we're very clear about it. It's not for everybody. Like, if you're not doing all the workouts on CrossFit.com as prescribed in a relatively like good time, you probably have no business trying to follow what Jason and those guys are coming up with.
Ill-advised
strategy. What we're coming up with. So, but actually, we've gotten some really cool stuff where people are like, I have no intention of trying to do the whole thing. I'm going to pick one part from each day, scale it down and do it. But I still feel like I'm part of your crew now. And that's that was the goal for the website.
I like that approach. I think a lot of times you'll start like blog programming to like reach the masses. And it's, They are trying to sell it as something that's for everybody, and I like that you guys are kind of like approaching it after talking to Garrett and talking to Jason. I saw the website for the first time earlier this week. One of my athletes was like, "Hey, check this out," and I liked what I was reading, but I like the approach you guys are taking as far as like it just being fun.
Yep.
It's not about like this is the best program and you need to follow it to a T or it won't work for you or anything like that. It's more like just having a good time so you can see what we're doing and join us. And it's more of a community thing than it really is like a, you know, best program in the world type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I started CrossFit, there was no such thing as the CrossFit Games. There had been one season of the CrossFit Games, which was like a barbecue in the backyard, right? And you just worked out to work out and have fun and hang out with your friends. And now these athletes are taking it so seriously that they're not having fun anymore. And we just wanted to show that, like, hey, number two and number five at the games this year are still working out and they're still having fun. Are they working their asses off? For sure. They're working really hard and it's a lot of volume, but it's not as complicated as people are trying to make it these days with percentages and spreadsheets and all this stuff. And when people are like, well, you know, you guys aren't organized enough, how is this ever going to work? I mean, like, the proof is in the pudding with those two guys, right? Like, how is it, how can you say that it's not working too? So yeah. We just wanted to include more people than can fit in the gym with us at 1:30 in the afternoon.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that likes to try to figure out, you know, do the percentages and try to figure out, you know, exactly how to progress the athlete just perfect. And just because I like to nerd out on that kind of stuff. I think we all do to a degree. But, you know, one thing we always talk about is how it's the program you believe in. It's probably going to be the best program for you. And the one that, you're, like, you're going to really hit hard. Because I know some athletes, you know, they approach a program and they're not really hitting it wholeheartedly. And they're just not going to, even if it's the best program written specifically for them, if they're not hitting it wholeheartedly, it's not going to be the best program.
Yeah, and we talk about that too. We're like, hey, you could do everything. And that's why Jason, we talked about this. We're like, do we want to share our workouts? Like, now everyone's going to be doing them. Or are they going to beat us? And Jason was confident. And he's like, listen,
<Probably not.
laughs> he goes, I could put my programming up there and I know nobody's going to hit it the same way that we hit it in here all together.
Yeah.
And we put that on there too. Is it's like, hey, you can follow these workouts exactly, but if you're doing them wrong, if you're not hitting them 100%, you're still not going to get as much as you can out of the program. So, and as far as like, we know stuff that we don't know about too. So we have a running coach and he's definitely nerds out on running paces and he tells us what to do. And when it's that time, it's specific and we're told what to do by our coach. But for the most part, when we're in here, we're just making stuff up as we go.
I like that approach. I mean, it's all about balance. Some data, some geeking out, some details, obviously awesome. And if you have people to help you, it's really cool. But like I said, if you're not having fun, if you're not getting loose and just hitting it and putting your energy where it's supposed to be instead of the spreadsheet, you're not going to get the best out of your training. It's not going to fucking work.
The spreadsheet says I should have won the regionals. I don't get it.
You let me down, science.
Actually, I know some guys that, you know, when you look at their training, you see the results in training, you're like, this guy is
on
going
paper
to the games.
Yeah, every year.
It doesn't really happen. You know, it won't pan out
or at the games. You're like, how can this person not win the CrossFit Games by looking at their stats on paper? Mm-hmm. And I don't think people lie about their stats. I just think that there's
not
something.
Not everybody, anyway.
Yeah, no, not everyone.
So are you guys selling products or coaching or anything on the side as well?
No, I mean, we have some t-shirts so far, but that's about it.
So you're just doing it for fun for the moment?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're posting your workouts on there too?
Yeah, I mean, we all work out together, so.
It's all the same one?
Yep, we all work out together.
Same wad. All wadding hard on the same wad. Okay.
So if you're a person that wants to try out the volume that a real top-level games competitor is doing, this is the perfect site.
Give it a try. See what you think. We also...
Asterisks. Careful. Be careful, please.
We tell people don't even try to do it by yourself because it's going to suck and it's going to be awful. So you need to find a crew of people that also want to do it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean... all the workouts that we do, I don't want to do that crap by myself, like in the corner of the gym. So we encourage people to find a crew and try to recreate the atmosphere.
You guys posting most multiple wads a day, or is it just like usually one big single wad?
No. So what we usually do when we get together is from 1:30 till roughly 3, we do a lot of shit.
Who's doing the programming?
Quantifiably speaking, it's shit.
How's that for your percentages? It's a lot of shit.
Is Jason doing most of the programming, or
for the most part, Jason's yelling out what he wants to do. Sometimes we'll veto it. Like, I know the other day, Jason's like, all right, I'm going to do this with, he was going to do some power cleans, I think. And Garrett and Molly and I were like, we're not doing power cleans. We're over here, like, setting up our rings. And Jason's like, what are you guys doing? We're like, we're going to do the whole thing that you just said, but we're going to do it with muscle ups. So, I mean, there's definitely input, but it's mostly Jason. Garrett, a lot of times when Jason's not here, and Molly and I will come up with some stuff together. We'll get stuff from other websites. It's like we've, you know, Reed Rich tweeted about something, or, you know, Pat Sherwood sends us a lot of workouts and he's done a lot of programming, you know,
what
for
was
CrossFit.
The one I saw just this week with the squatting.
Yeah, that was a Rich Froning tweet.
What song was that?
Jason can't not. I mean, honestly, Rich, if you're listening, if you want to mess with Jason, just tweet something ridiculous that you didn't actually do, and Jason will try to do it.
It's like Anchorman where he'll read it.
Here's the problem: you could put something ridiculous, and if he thinks that you did it, he'll somehow be able to do it. Mm-hmm. As long as he thinks somebody else did it, Jason can
do
it.
We need to set this up.
He's game, right? He's just gameness to the extreme.
We need to set this up. We need to have a candid camera.
And see
we
if
need
he'll
to
try
set it.
It
up in
he'll
here.
He'll try it.
We'll have Rich tweet something ridiculous. Something to make Jason look really foolish.
Yeah. The camera
We've
on
done
Jason.
It to him before. Yeah. I don't know. So one time Jason was late to training and we were all doing L-sits. Garrett's over there laughing because we were doing L-sits. We're like waiting for Jason. We're like, hey, let's get out a bunch of gear and let's tell Jason that we were doing weighted L-sits when he gets back and he'll try
like
it. And
on
he's
your
not going to be able to
or
do
like
it.
A jacket.
So we got out on your feet. So we got out like a couple different sizes of med balls, a 2.5 plate, a 5 pound plate, a 10 pound plate. And he comes walking in. We're like, and Garrett's like, Jason, you missed it. Miranda held an L-sit with 25 pounds on her feet for 7 seconds. He's like, no, she didn't. He's like, immediately gets on the parallel. He's like, okay, I'm ready. I have it. I think I might still have it on my phone.
Did he do it?
He couldn't do the 25. And the truth of the matter is, we didn't try any weighted L-sits at all. Yeah. We just got out
Sounds
a bunch
terrible.
Of gear. He was able to hold the 10-pound plate just because he thought that we could do it. He went for it, and of course,
that's
he's Jason,
great way
so
to, you like to slam the 10-pound
training.
Shit, it storms off.
Yeah,
yeah. So there's, I mean, a lot of places that's how like people progress. You know, it's like, you know, you can't break the 5-minute mile until someone does it 4-minute mile, and you know, you can't. No one can squat over 1,000 pounds, and then you see that dude squat over 1,000. Like, fuck,
just
I guess
one
I can do
person,
that now.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, it's common in powerlifting gyms where guys all squat right around the same weight until you go to a new gym where everyone squats 100 more pounds more than you, then you can't ratchet up to that next level.
That's exactly true. It's why if you want to get strong quickly, all you do is just recruit or go to a place where there's stronger people.
And that's what we have here.
And like independent of volume and calculations and all that bullshit, it's like if you don't want to get run out of the room, you fucking lift what they're lifting. It's the most beautiful, simple way to get really strong.
Yep. As soon as, I mean, I train. So there's one other girl that trains with us. I mean, there's a big group of us actually that train together, but one other girl that competed in regionals with me, Molly. And as soon as she PRs, I'm like, well, that's it. I have to add 10 pounds to my front squat now because this is what Molly front squats. And we go back and forth, and I know the boys are the same way. So it's exactly what you're talking about. Mm.
The program's only one tiny little component.
Oh, yeah.
It's all this other shit. It equals the whole pie.
Just like anything else, I think I talked to some other business owners, and they think they have like a really unique idea. For like they have this business idea. Like no one has ever thought of this. This is mine. I'm like, all right. First off, 1,000 people thought of that yesterday, and then it's all in the execution. You know, there's a million search engines out there, but for some reason, Google, you know, they had the best execution, and that's why they're the most popular, and that's why we say, hey, I'm going to go Google that
you
now.
You can talk about it, but you gotta do,
I probably connected with nobody with that analogy.
Whoa.
I'm trying to get the rhythm going. I'm trying to provoke
Now we're talking about Google.
I want you guys to battle.
We are in San Jose.
Man, she'll probably school my ass on a rap battle. I can't even begin to go there.
I'm not very good at making it up on the fly.
We both have the most boring rap battle where we just sit in a corner with fans like, that's not going to sound good.
Hold on. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Let me go Google it.
Cool. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. We're at, thanks for having us out. We've had a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
Loved hearing about your broken neck. It was cool. Yeah,
we're glad you're still walking. Jesus, that story made us all queasy as hell.
Yeah. Any sponsors you want to mention? Anything you want to promote?
I mean, yeah, definitely. NorCal CrossFit. Obviously, these guys have been my family for the past 2 years and helped me survive a broken neck. So. NorCal CrossFit for sure. Yeah. Rogue Fitness, Progenix, Perfect Foods Bar. So
we gotta get some of these bars now.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
I think I have one in my bag if you guys want to try it.
I'm sure.
Very curious.
Yeah, I'm gonna that might be our three meals tomorrow.
That's all we eat, so there's a secret.
I want abs like these guys. I'm gonna start eating.
Jason Kalipa says just eat a little chunk of it.
And then you'll be totally ripped.
And then you look like him.
What's the name of it again?
Perfect Foods Bar.
Perfect Foods Bar. All right, cool.
Do you guys have Whole Foods in Tennessee?
We do.
All right, there you go.
Only one. Only one in Memphis.
They're remodeling it, though. It's going to be fancy.
Yeah. They say it'll be fancy. I don't believe them. Yeah. All right.
That was about as good as your intro.
Burn, son.
Guess who's not getting interviewed again? I'm not good on my feet.
We just learned that.
Bye bye.
All right, yeah, make sure to go to iTunes and give us 5 stars. Leave positive comments.
Thanks, Miranda.
Well done.
That was fun.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, it is hot in here, huh?
Yeah. I'm wearing jeans.